Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Winner take all, Game 3, Championship Series of the CWS, Vandy, Michigan tonight. Should be a great one. Hopefully, we can catch up with one Kevin Kugler tomorrow on the show. We'll try and catch up with Danny Woodhead, get a recruiting update with Brian Munson as well, as things are always kind of heating up. Nebraska got a commitment the other day from a 2020 offensive lineman. Alex Kahn committed. He's an offensive tackle out of Kansas City, out of Derby, Kansas. A three-star kid. Some of the other offers, you got Arizona, Iowa State, Kansas State, Okie State, TCU. So certainly recruiting never sleeps, never slows down, and that's why we got to always make sure we're catching up with Brian Munson. He'll stop by tomorrow on the show. I've been talking about this week a lot about Nebraska and their what it takes to win close games, because that's been a big issue. Again, last 5 years, Nebraska in games decided by 7 points or less, they're 9-18, and there have been a laundry list of issues as it pertains to their ability to close out those games. But that ultimately is kind of the difference as to why Nebraska's had they've had three of the last 5 years below 500 seasons. They've had back-to-back 4-8 seasons. I mean, a lot of it comes down to, what's happened in some of these games. That's kind of what it's come down to in a lot of these. Let's grab Mike at 402-951-1620. Hey, Mike, appreciate you calling. Go ahead.
Hey, whenever Scott Shanley's on, I drop what I'm doing.
Attaboy, isn't he great?
But I wondered, does he know your name? Because I don't think he's ever said, hey, Nick.
I'll check. I'll follow up on that.
Now, if you were on our staff, in Barrett Root, I kind of feel the same way. But they're just great Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
You want good things to happen to people like that.
Agree.
But the last close game we lost, Iowa, I don't know if it was conditioning in that one. I think they were ready to punt the ball, but they wanted to make sure that we had one of their stud tight ends covered, and they saw that we didn't, and they threw it to him. Am I right?
Yeah, they ended up going for it, and, yeah, it was – there were a few times I felt like late in that game, Mike, that Nebraska brought pressure and blitzed one too many times and put themselves in tough spots. It is where, it's one thing to blitz. It's another thing to blitz when you just haven't had success at getting home all day and it puts yourself in some bad spots. But yeah, that was a frustrating one.
You think they were ready to punt the ball, but they were going to make sure that we had, their tight end covered, and we had too much room? Is that conditioning?
I don't know.
That's a boneheaded play.
I think it's more bonehead, to be honest with you. I don't know if it's necessarily the guys weren't, were too tired, but I either way, it didn't get done. But you're right.
Yeah.
Forgot about the fact that it was there was a conversion late in that game. But yeah, that game was right there. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nebraska. And people forget JD Spielman didn't even play in that game. Remember, JD Spielman was banged up, didn't even play in that game. So, I forgot about that. Appreciate the phone call, Mike, at 402-951-1620. That game, the thing about that game that's always, remember that Iowa game, what really turned that game? It was Kirk Ferentz's bonehead decision to run a fake field goal inside the 15-yard line, and Nebraska stuffed it. I think it was Luke Gifford stuffed it, and then Nebraska is able to kind of turn and the whole momentum flips, and they go then punch in they go score, and it. But honestly, if they kick that field goal, that thing is over. But instead, it was about as boneheaded of a play as you can imagine. Certainly, I can't give that stat enough. 9-18 in games decided by 7 points or less, last 5 years. Pretty remarkable. All right, it's that time of the week. Should we do it? Let's do it. It's a mailbag. Simple concept. Email George at 1620thezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, Best email question is going to win some food to Oscars. It's my therapy. It is the mailbag. And it is next.